Business leaders are joining with several New York members of Congress who oppose the idea of introducing a fee for visitors crossing the border into the United States. As the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports, they're citing the importance of Canadians to upstate New York's economy.
The Department of Homeland Security says the proposed border crossing fee would help generate revenue and wants to fund a study of the idea as part of its 2014 budget. But business owners on this side of the border worry it would reduce tourism and hurt business. David Holder, head of the Syracuse Visitors Bureau, says the fee would be unfair to the visitor.
It's not going back in to generate more tourism. It's just hitting the visitor that's coming across. And we're punishing the visitor then for coming across versus rewarding them and encouraging them to come across.
Certain crossings already charge a toll for upkeep of infrastructure. The Destiny USA Mega Mall in Syracuse says the number of Canadians visiting has increased every year since it opened 2 decades ago. The mall says Canadians make up more than a quarter of its business. New York congressional members on both sides of the aisle have come out against it. Senator Charles Schumer says the idea is a penny short and a pound foolish.
It would only raise a tiny, tiny fraction of a percent of the total deficit. It's a drop in the budget, but could be a sledgehammer to our local economy.
Just how much the fee would be hasn't been mentioned, but it would also be applied to the Mexican border. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.